Heroin is on the rise in Anchorage, and drug enforcement officials fear its availability could seep into the bush. In part of an ongoing series, KSKA's Ellen Lockyer examines the alarming increase in the use of heroin among young people in the state's largest city.
On a routine night in Anchorage's gritty Spinard area, there's no telling what you'll find.
I arrested a gal at working Spinard as a prostitute, and when I put the cuffs on her, pat her down, she was wearing Dansko clogs, designer jeans. She had a Starbucks coffee card in her back pocket. That is not something normally that I would see on your average prostitute.
That's Sergeant Kathy Lacey with the Anchorage Police Department's Vice Squad.
Both her parents are teachers. And I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I got hooked on heroin. I was at a party and somebody gave me heroin to try."
Lacey says heroin is replacing crack as a street drug with disturbing results.
It's shocking what we're seeing. Lots of people that we've arrested don't have a criminal history. You don't usually find that with dealers of cocaine. You know, they've been arrested before. They've had some run-in with law enforcement. But we're seeing a lot of people, young people, that are getting into this.
She says the dealers have changed, too. Of the 60 or so busted this year,
predominantly young white males are the dealers, at least the ones that we're arresting. There's so much money in it now, and there's such a demand for it.
The drug has been around a long time and has many street names: Smack, Horse, China White, but heroin by any other name would be as deadly. Heroin is a painkiller of mental anguish as well as of physical discomfort, and young adults and teens are buying it on the streets of Anchorage in increasing numbers. Heroin comes to Alaska and the rest of the U.S. from Mexico and Colombia. Drowsiness, impaired mental abilities, slow breathing, sometimes nausea and vomiting are typical effects of the drug. Users risk heart valve infections, abscesses, skin and liver disease, pneumonia, not to mention hepatitis and AIDS. So why would anyone want to get involved with the deadly drug?
The stigma of heroin use is gone. I mean, it used to be back in the 60s where in Needle Park, you know, where people would be shooting up. And I think that stigma is gone with this younger generation that's coming up. They don't remember that. They weren't exposed to it. They don't think there's anything wrong with it. And also, if they're starting with the inhalation method, they think it's okay. You know, they're not really using heroin in the traditional way.
And where does the need start? Behavioral specialist Vicki Wells has an answer.
The easiest source is to go to the medicine cabinet. They usually get them from the family or friends' medicine cabinets.
Wells says kids swipe prescription opiate drugs like OxyContin from mom and dad. It's best to keep track of your prescriptions, she says.
And to look and see what's in that cabinet. If they have any pain medications, drugs that they no longer have a need for, to destroy that medication.
Wells says there is evidence now that opiate drug users actually suffer changes in the part of their brains that regulate normal functions. These physical brain changes among heroin users are thought to be permanent. Sergeant Lacey says a big part of the problem is the lack of treatment centers in Anchorage.
Once we put somebody in jail, if they get back out and they start using it, if there's not the treatment programs to support the arrests that we're making, then we have a problem, which is what we're having right now. I have never had so many people come to me before and say, "I just want treatment. What can I do to just get treatment?" I've arrested prostitutes that say, "I just want treatment." That's not usually what they tell me. So part of the problem is we can't handle the amount of people that we have that are addicted to heroin right now.
If treatment is needed to curb heroin use, then the origin of heroin becomes even more ironic. The drug is the concoction of a 19th century German pharmaceutical company which sought to slow rampant morphine addiction. In 1898, the Bayer Company, yes, the same people who invented aspirin, discovered how to cut morphine with certain chemicals to produce a drug which was originally intended to help morphine addicts kick their habits. Bayer even coined the name heroin and put it on the market. That market has now reached Alaska. Sergeant Rob Langendorfer with the Mat-Su Drug Unit says prescription medication fraud and heroin use are the consistent top two drug problems faced by Valley authorities during the past couple of years. Drug officials say that the crackdown on meth labs in Anchorage and the Matanuska Valley and the rise in use of prescription opiate drugs have paved the road for heroin traffic. Where that road leads next is anyone's guess. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.